Live Sports Minute.
Okay, there is literally so much sports news today, but first off, I'm going to start with the whole Carmelo Anthony drama. People are freaking out because they think Carmelo Anthony is being blackballed from the NBA because he cannot get signed anywhere. He says he wants to keep playing and the passion is back, but no one's signing him. And so people are especially mad at LeBron James because they're like BFFs. And people think LeBron James controls the Lakers and he's basically the Lakers coach and makes decisions for him. So they're like, dude, why did you sign Jared Dudley and not Carmelo Anthony? And retired NBA player Royce White especially made this go viral after he tweeted about it and did an interview about it. But here's the thing, the bottom line. LeBron does not control the Lakers. The Lakers are super scared of media even thinking that, so they'll make decisions against LeBron just to prove the fact that he doesn't control them. Second thing, Carmelo Anthony is washed up, people. I know Jared Dudley is still not amazing, but Jared Dudley is so good for the locker room. He is such a good teammate, and people say what a great leader and how wise he is for the team. No one says that about Carmelo Anthony. Yeah, was he a superstar back in the day? Of course, but he's washed out now. That's a reality. The Colts face the Chicago Bears tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Both teams are 0-2, and the Colts are sitting out all of their starters for the entire game, so we'll see how it actually goes. And the Colts right now have a super crowded wide receiver room, and leading them is Deion Kane. So he missed the entire rookie season last year with an ACL injury, but he is coming back, and he is coming back strong. So there are still like 2 to 3 spots open for the wide receivers for the real roster, and he is leading the pack. The Houston Texans are playing the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for a giant game. This is the third week of the preseason. It still has not been announced how many touches, if any at all, will be given to the starting quarterback, Deshaun Watson, and the rest of the Texans' starting roster. And the last time the Cowboys and the Texans played together was in the regular season on October 7th, 2018, when the Cowboys defeated the Texans 19-16 in overtime. So there's going to be some blood in this game. Also, some exciting news for baseball. The Baltimore Orioles break the record for the most home runs given in a season with 259. Why this is especially embarrassing? It's still August. There's still over a month of regular season play, and they have already broken the record.
It's long gone. A home run.
Yeah, not a good look. Okay, also, Baker Mayfield, the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, is getting heat because he was quoted in GQ basically talking crap and about the newly drafted quarterback, Daniel Jones, for the New York Giants. But basically, he's saying he was misquoted, and he thinks Daniel Jones is great. And Daniel Jones' new nickname, Daniel Dimes, because he's doing so well in the preseason, is absolutely fire. And that is my Sports Minute.
Live Sports Minute.
Wow. Mackenzie, what did you take away from that?
It was more than a minute.
Did you learn anything sports? Did you learn anything sports related?
I'm excited to see our boys in blue, of course. You know, it's so great for me to be home because I grew up in Indiana and I love Indy through and through. And then I moved away and there's nothing like being home. So I can't wait to see our teams play.
Whose side are you going to pick on? Because twice this year, the Colts and the Texans take each other on because we're on the air in Indy and in Houston.
I feel like half the show will have to do half and the other will have to, you know, it's like a mixed house, right?
So. I'm like whoever's going to give me a free jersey with my name on the back. You got my loyalty.
You can be bought like that.
Yes, I can. Texans, J.J. Watt, somebody.
J.J. Watt.
Or Colts, I don't know. What do we got going on here? Somebody, step on up.
Live Sports Minute.